This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, June 27th. Well, cattle markets have been in a pretty choppy type of trading action, especially in feeders, where we've managed to find some support on a declining corn market, but really have not been able to break through some swing highs from a couple weeks ago. So the market kind of caught in a back and forth trading range there. Live cattle have stalled out. They've kind of pulled back a little bit, just barely starting to take a look at some swing lows here from a week or so, or a couple weeks ago there too. So it looks like from a technical perspective, cattle probably are still going to be working their way lower. I have been looking for the markets to carve out their seasonal lows either in June or probably more toward August. And I think that, you know, we've still got a little bit more work to do on the downside. My guess is you'll probably work your way lower, chop, chop, chop until August. But once we get into, the fall and the winter, I think the fundamental prospects look much better. Cash markets last week were mixed. We started out early in the week in Kansas, steady to about $4 lower at around 137. By the end of the week in Nebraska, they were trading steadied up three at 145 to 148. We did see some sales of 150 in the western Midwest. So kind of, again, there too in the cash trade, mixed and chopping around as the market kind of looks for more inputs fundamentally. Cattle and feed report probably won't be too much of a market mover. The total on feed as of June 1, 101% of last year. The trader's looking for 101.5. So not a big difference there in what the expectations were. It is worth noting that yet again, we have record numbers on feed for June 1st. So this is several months in a row now where we're carrying record numbers on feed. Obviously, that's going to continue to kind of be a wet blanket, if you will, over the market. You just got to work through these numbers during summer when consumption tends to drop off a bit. And of course, record numbers on feed in June carry us past that August-September window when we thought we'd be working through all these numbers. On a positive note, placements have been dropping off, so that obviously helps us as we get deeper into the fall and winter. Placements last month were 98% of a year ago at 1.87 million head. That was actually almost 2 full points below what the trade estimate was. So that's a bullish tone, at least to the feeder cattle market. In May, placements that were 2% above a year ago at 1.91 million head, that was 1% less than than what the trade was looking for. So that explains still the cattle on feed numbers being 1% higher given the lower placements. So you might get a little movement out of this, probably a little bit positive for the feeder cattle market. But by and large, I think this report will be brushed off fairly quickly. We still have a lot of numbers we have to work through. That's going to continue to keep just a general pressure to the market. It just depends on, you know, what happens with the economy. There's a lot of negative perception out there about the strength and health of the U.S. economy. If we slip into recession, obviously that's going to be a drag on cattle prices. I don't think that's going to happen. We're basically at full employment, and that says something in itself. So we'll just have to see how things progress. I just think generally this summer we should be finding our lows, and then we finally turn the corner into a longer-term bull market. When you look at some of these charts, you could make the argument we've already done that, like on the weekly charts, we're already breaking out to the upside on the feeders because the deferreds are carrying such a premium to the front months. But from the day-to-day price action, we've still got a bit more work to do on the downside. I think as we get into late fall and into the winter, we could be in a much different position in the cattle space. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.